There's nobody here, is there, for that one?
They're not till 8:45, so.
Oh, 8:45.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you might grab a teleconference if you want.
Let's see. In person.
Yeah, a lot of in person. I think the first one was like at 11.
The first one I've got.
David?
Yeah.
The very last lady, she's a doctor. We may be able to call her and catch her on teleconference.
Fiercely Independent Holdings?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. Let's see what I can do.
Yeah, because she can't have any calls till 4 o'clock.
But that says Tim Davis.
Yeah, it says Tim Davis.
No, Fierce. The very, very last one. I have a sticky on there for you.
BOE 7.
BOE 7.
Yes. Yeah, her note says 10.
Okay, so you think we might catch her before she starts getting patients? Okay.
Wait, hold on. Because on her sheet it says Tim.
What?
Is he coming in to represent her?
That's what it said, I think, on his application.
Tim Davis is on Fiercely Independent?
So, I don't see Tim's name on there.
It's on this sheet, the yellow sheet. It's on this one.
Well, let me call Tim Davis. I'm going to call Tim Davis.
Right, but if you go into his application, it should have Tim Davis on it.
Yeah, it should stay on the application.
No, she doesn't have an agent.
Okay. We're good to go then.
It's Amy McLean.
It's not on the application.
Nope.
0, 5, or 6.
Well, I'm not getting a hold of Tim. Why don't I call her and just ask her?
You're okay. I got it. Nope, you're good.
Come here. Ask her. Did you say this was a doctor?
It's for classification. Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Doctor, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. You have an afternoon case, but they said we might be able to catch you before you started seeing patients today.
I have patients until 4 o'clock, and I have a 4:30 meeting scheduled, and I had just called a bit ago to say that I had gotten a message that they might be calling earlier, and so I called back to say I could possibly be available as soon as 4, but probably not much earlier than that.
So you couldn't do this right now, possibly?
I'm about to get called back for surgery. We could try. I don't know how long this takes, but
sure.
We could try it right now.
Sure, and let me verify something else. Is Tim Davis representing you, or are you doing this yourself?
I don't have anyone representing me.
Oh, okay. All right. Just wanted to verify before I started talking to you. Is this a classification
yes.
for a condominium? Okay.
Yes.
Doctor, do you own any more properties in Taney County besides this one?
I have 201 and 191 Shoreline Lane.
Okay.
So yes, I have two.
All right. And are these both a nightly rental properties?
They are, yes. They're short-term rentals, but 201 I use for me and my family and wanting to expand that. And so I guess the appeal is just to have it classified as the 25% residential.
Okay. So your other one's already 100% commercial then?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So you're just looking for that mixed-use classification on one of them. Right. Okay. With respect to BOE number 7, I would make a motion that we classify it as 25% commercial, 75% residential mixed-use.
Second.
Have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, doctor, that's it. Good luck on your surgery.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Is a classification too.
All right, the next teleconference I see is like at 11:45 today, a BOE 61 SPF4 Mo Holdings. Summer Bay condo.
What number?
Number BOE 61, page 4, I think, of today's docket.
SPF 4.
Yes.
Okay.
Looks like it's probably the same thing unless we can, unless they've got more properties.
Oh, there it is.
Oh, darn it. Let's see if I can catch them.
They just have the one.
That's all I have.
Leave me a message, and I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
That's an hour earlier there, too. Mark, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. I know you're scheduled for later this morning, but we were just trying to call to see if we might be able to take you up early. We'll try back a little later. Thank you. Let's go on to BOE 55. Is there more than one or just that one?
I'm looking.
Okay.
Just the one.
Been forwarded to voicemail. The person you're trying to reach is not available. At the tone, please record your message. When you have finished recording, you may hang up.
Yes, this is David Akers with the Taney County BOE. We know we have you scheduled early this afternoon, but we were trying to take up some cases early. I'll try to give you a call here later this morning to see if you're available. Thank you. BOE 60, Heartland Vacations.
Before you do that, the one above, that Dark Horses Chateau, says it's in person. They're coming from Battlefield, but it's a classification as well. I wonder if we could...
Where at?
Oh, it's a Tim Davis. Never mind. Never mind.
Heartland Vacations. I'll try that.
Yeah, give me a second.
Howdy. Which, are you for BOE number 50, Siobhan?
Yes.
Okay.
I'm going to call Dan down because he's the one dealing with this.
Okay. This hotel?
Yeah.
Okay. Come on up.
How are you guys today? Good morning, everyone.
Great. Do you need Dan here for the start? Okay. Yeah, we're waiting on somebody.
Sure.
Just no a second before we
he
let you.
He stepped out. He was here, and now he's gone.
Okay.
Michael, can you send Dan back?
So this is
he's
a,
on his way.
Is this a motel?
Yeah, it is.
I think so. And which number? We're doing 50 today?
Looks like BOE 50.
Okay.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, everyone, again. My name is Mike Patel. So I purchased this property back in September. Purchased it from the bank. Previous owner had bankrupted. Unfortunately, there is not that much business on 750 Hill. But as you guys see, I have not a whole lot of things. I just picked it up on the old websites. It is a 60-room property. I have four rooms down, and also the pool is not working. What I'm trying to do is, business was been bankrupt. I'm trying to help town, help the community at least have it open, looks a little better and stuff like that wise. All I'm asking for is what I paid for the value, which is $900,000. Bank won't even give me anything more than that to work on a property. The property that's next to us, it's 80-room unit, Whispering Hill. Their values is way less than mine. Roadway Inn, which is a franchise, they do a $700,000 business. Their value is at $319,000.
Can I apologize? How many rooms is this one?
It has 60.
60?
Mm-hmm.
60 rooms, and you bought it for $900,000 from the bank when?
September.
So less than a year ago.
Less than a year, yes, sir. I've been trying to TLC it, make it happen, you know. Instead of having a fenced in town, it's better somebody's owning it and operating it and stuff like that wise. So far, comparing from last year to this year, we had done about $88,000 business. Again, we are just trying to survive there right now. If I'm looking at the other properties right there in the area, theirs are way less than this one. I wonder why this guy went bankrupt. I do know the guy who went bankrupt. He's like, it is just so hard to compete, and pricing is a little high right now.
All of these, are these all comparables here of what
yes.
these have sold for?
Do you just, so if I may, I could go right down here. This is a Whispering Hill, which is right next to it. They have a pool and all that. This used to be Days Inn.
When did Whispering Hill sell? Do you know?
I think about 4 or 5 years ago.
And that's $306,000?
That's the value of it right now on the...
Well, that's the value that you're...
Yes.
On the assessor, okay.
Yes. And
okay.
That's what I have down the value of assessors on here. 1749. This is a roadway, which is a bigger... I mean, it's 50-unit property, but it's a lot nicer, Choice Hotel, so on and on.
Next.
Their business is way higher than comparing to us. So I'm just trying to see if I can survive here and make it next couple of 3 years, and I don't mind after that. I mean, I'm making it, I don't mind paying it.
Right. And you're asking us to consider what you paid for it?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Do you have anything else before we let the assessor?
No, go ahead.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. So we've worked with Mike before. He had
sure.
the hotel. We've even done financials for
yes.
you. Yes. This one we didn't, because you don't have enough time in there. I have no objection to matching what your sales price was, but just handwriting it on a form doesn't help, because we've been through this before, and I believe you gave us your legal document that said what you paid for it, like
mm-hmm.
not just your word. I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
And so that's what we asked for.
Okay.
You know, I'm supposed to be at cash value. And if you paid a certain amount for it, and then we also take off the value of the furniture, because it's not actually the real estate. But I don't have any verified proof,
okay.
And that's what we need. And we did; it is down right now 9.13% from what it was the year before. But again, to bring it down to what he wants, got to see something.
Yeah, okay. Do you have any problem if we could get?
No, I mean, just let me know what you need. I mean, I know. You was busy when I came by here and stuff like that, so I didn't know what you needed. So that's the only thing. I may have most of the stuff that you are looking for right now.
We can, if you can just simply get something showing what you paid for in September. I mean, I don't know what.
Yeah.
The board
do you have
thinks,
a copy of your settlement statement?
I mean, if that's a value, yes. That's a value.
That's it. Yeah, the settlement statement. Mm-hmm. We'd like to see something official. That's all.
Yeah. I mean. You don't have to tell us, but
yeah.
It certainly is
no,
helpful.
No, I mean, it's
certainly
yeah, you
is
don't
helpful.
Have to tell it on air. Yeah.
It certainly is helpful when we're trying to determine value.
Yes, definitely.
So.